Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is of course January the 2nd, and on this day in 1971, George Harrison's first album since leaving the Beatles, All Things Must Pass, starts a run of 7 weeks on top of the US album chart. The album contains the hit single My Sweet Lord and is certified 7 times platinum in America. On this day in 1975, a former guest on the show, Suzy Quatro, appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. The headline reads, "Suzy Quatro flexes her leather." After a string of big hits here in the UK, she was ready to conquer her home country, but never really broke through. On this day in 1969, police confiscated a shipment of John Lennon and Yoko Ono's new album, Two Virgins, at Newark Airport. It was because the cover, with the pair of them completely naked on the front, was deemed to be pornographic. And on this day in 1926, almost 100 years ago, the very first issue of legendary British music magazine The Melody Maker was published. But for our main show, we're going to look at the number one song from this day in 1991. Yes, on this day 32 years ago, and I had to do the maths with that one because of the year changing, back in 1991, Iron Maiden were top of the UK singles chart with Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter. Now, despite the BBC banning the song on Radio 1, it shot straight to the top of the charts, giving Iron Maiden their one and only chart-topping single here in the UK. Now today I'm joined by Steve from Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone to talk about how a song of this nature, by a metal band, managed to find its way to the top of the British charts.
How did this happen? First off, what do you think of when you think of Iron Maiden? Well, when you think of Iron Maiden, you're generally going to think of a band with loads of great songs. Phantom of the Opera, The Trooper, Hallowed Be Thy Name, The Evil That Men Do, Children of the Damned, Flight of Icarus, Rime of the Ancient Mariner, Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter? Wait, what? Out of all the songs I just listed, you'd think any of them could possibly have been a number one song, except for the one that actually made it to number one, Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter. You heard that right. So Iron Maiden had finished the Seventh Son of a Seventh Son tour in December of 1988 and were not touring in 1989. Maiden's lead vocalist, Bruce Dickinson, ended up being asked to write a song for A Nightmare on Elm Street 5, the Dream Child soundtrack, which ended up being released August 11th, 1989. The song he wrote was Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter, which Bruce has said was written in about 3 minutes or so. He ended up working with Yannick Gers, who soon after recorded a solo album with Bruce, Tattooed Millionaire. But before the release of the album, Steve Harris heard the song and talked Bruce out of putting it on the album so Maiden could record it and include it on their forthcoming album, No Prayer for the Dying. He thought it would be perfect as a match for Iron Maiden. And what a perfect match it ended up being, as it landed Iron Maiden their only UK number one single to this day. I can't imagine how Iron Maiden's bassist and founder, Steve Harris, would have felt knowing that his singer went and did a generic song for a movie soundtrack and got a number one single out of it, especially when he had written loads of much better songs and never had one. But alas, Steve made the right choice by convincing Bruce to leave it off of his solo album. So to sum it all up here, here's the ultimate irony for this track. In 1989, Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter won a Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Original Song. And the first 2 weeks of 1991, it sat atop the UK singles charts. The single has seen great depths and amazing heights. So whether you think the song is terrible or fantastic, apparently you are correct.
And a big thanks to Uncle Steve from Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone podcast. As well as being an expert on all things Maiden, he and his co-hosts love the heavier side of music, so please check out their podcast and find them on social media too. But that is it for today's episode. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with more On This Day Rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.